Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight, and I'm so glad that you've taken time out to be with us this evening. Let's go ahead and welcome the international man himself, Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure and honor to have you, sir.
Dr. Walker, it's just great to be on the show, and I just tell you, I got great expectations, and I got some great news from Sister Sparkles a day or so ago where we reached over 40 plus gift baskets. So I'm excited about the Jesse Walker team and the Blog Talk Radio Show and everything that we're doing to make a difference and impacting, you know, the world with a positive experience through your leadership, Dr. Walker. And I would love for you to have Sister Sparkles to share specifically of what we're doing to make a difference in a world, a hurting world.
All right, thank you for that. Let's go ahead and bring in Sister Sparkles at this time. Sparkles, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always an honor and pleasure to have you on board.
Good evening, Dr. Walker, co-host and listening audience, and I'm looking forward to tonight's topic of discussion and the various perspectives. And just like Pastor Rowe says, exciting news from the Dr. Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker team. We're going to be giving away 50 Christmas gift bags, and it's going to be going to two different organizations, the Shepherd's Door, and the second one is Step Up Ministry. So we're excited about that. Want to thank everyone who sponsored, made it happen. God is in it, and we are so glad, so glad. So Dr. Walker is going to be out there Saturday handing out bags and all that stuff like that, making a difference within the community. So great job to everyone, and thank you, Dr. Walker, for the awesome work that you're doing.
Well, I thank all of you all as well, because there's no I in team. So it's all of you all, our sponsors, our various co-hosts, and I'm so happy that all of you all are taking part. So thank you all for that. Let's go ahead and welcome Darren Deedy to tonight's broadcast.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to another topic. We learn something every week, and I'm loving it. Thank you so much for having me again.
All right, Darren Deedy, while I've got you on here, I left a message for you yesterday. Did you get it?
Yes, I did. I was thrilled. I'm so disappointed that I wasn't working yesterday.
All right, we've got some noise. Somebody's background, we got a lot of noise. All right. Are you there, Darren Deedy?
Yes, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed you yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed you, too. I wanted to surprise you. I'm back in Georgia now. I was down in Florida, and I stopped by to see Darren Deedy, and I'm sorry she wasn't there, so I'm sorry I missed her. I'll surprise you again one of these days.
I was excited just getting your note. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank you. All right, let's go ahead and welcome Ms. J to the program tonight. Ms. J, it's always a pleasure to have you on board. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Glad to be back again. Where I quote, I haven't said this in a while, but Dr. Walker would not just be telling stories, he'd be changing lives.
Thank you for that, Ms. J. I do miss that as well. So we'll come back to you momentarily to give us that disclaimer. Let's go ahead to Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, let's welcome you to tonight's broadcast. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Hope everybody having a good Thursday. I'm a little under the weather, but the Spirit of the Lord is going to take me through the show.
All right. We're glad that you're here. We're so glad that you're here. Let's go ahead and welcome Sparkles. Oh, Sparkles, we already brought you in. Let's see who we've missed here. Demon Slayer, Pastor Road, Miss Cassandra, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure being on the show with you guys, and good afternoon, everyone. Looking for a great show. God bless.
Okay. We've got someone that's not coming up in the queue. I'm going to call the first six numbers of your phone number. The first six numbers, 305-527. Who do we have with us?
Hello, Dr. Walker. It's Marjorie Cross. Good night, Dr. Walker, and to Pastor Roll, and to all your co-hosts and everyone on the show. Thank you. It's nice
okay.
to be on the line.
Ms. Cross, it's so good to have you. Thank you for joining us. We are so glad
Thank
that you're
you.
Here. All right, we're going to go to there's another number that's coming up that's not in the queue. Yes. Miss Eva, is that you?
I am here this evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening,
everyone.
Nice to have you with us. Okay, nice to have you with us. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, is are you still waiting for better to come rather than making it happen yourself? Are you still waiting for better to come rather than making it happen yourself? Ms. J, when you hear me talk about that, when people say, hey, I'm still waiting. I'm waiting no matter what it is. I'm waiting for God to send me that man or to send me that woman or to send me that job or to send me that pay raise. Ms. J, why are people waiting?
You know, I know people always say they're waiting for God, but if they was to read that scripture, you know, faith, you have faith in God, he's going to do it without work. It's dead. So why would you just sit around when that is scripture? You know, I don't know what people think that things just come to them when they don't do nothing to try to get to it, you know. People say good things come to those who wait, but sometimes out there you can wait, so you don't miss the boat because you sometimes don't know what you're looking for, and you don't miss it.
That's a very good point. I grew up hearing that weight broke the wagon, you know, because
yeah.
it was too much weight on the wagon. So it's interesting. Let's go to Demon Slayer here. Demon Slayer, I mean, are you still, I mean, when you hear people say, I'm still waiting, you know, I know it's going to come. And, you know, woman waited, her husband was a preacher. She waited over 18 years, hoping that he would come back, and she was still praying. And I met with him, and he said, tell her to stop praying because I ain't coming back. So, Demon Slayer, what are people waiting for?
I think you can wait all you want to, but sometimes it don't come your way. You know, the way it did break the wagon down, so. I think personally, you know, I wake up early in the morning. I just try to make it happen. I think what you reap is what you sow in life. So you waiting on somebody. I think things just happen. If you have a good heart, I think things are happen good to you in life. So I don't think you just not just pray and wait. I think you just live your life and you'll get to meet new people and God might send you somebody that that's going to bless you. You know what I mean? You'll be a good soulmate to you or whatever. But if it don't happen, just try to find inner peace within yourself.
Right. So let me ask you this question here. Pastor Rowe, let's bring you in here. Pastor Rowe, I mean, at what point do you realize that that it may not just be coming? You got to do something to make it happen. At what point?
Well, I like what you have. God watches us, you know. And faith, you know, you got to have that faith. Faith, you know, you take immediate action, you know, and God will bear you up, you know, as he bear the eagle as it flies, bears it up, you know. But we always, you know, have to be positive in our experience, you know. It's faith, you know, waiting. It's faith in action, you know. But the key word I want to say is action, action, action. you know, you notice the ant. It says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. You know, the ant is always moving, you know, and if it's
right.
a piece of bread down there, a crumb of bread, if it can't move it, it go and get some of its other partners, and they move it together in the hole for the winter, you know. So we don't have time to just wait and sit on our blessed assurance and do nothing. But the last thing I want to say is all about action, 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 action. That's my thoughts on that, Dr. Walker. Back to you.
All right, let's go ahead and welcome Benny from the Block to the show tonight. Benny from the Block, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Good evening, and happy, fantastic Thursday to everybody.
Excellent, excellent. Ms. J, why don't you go ahead and give us that disclaimer at this time?
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the program tonight.
All right, thank you so much for that. So, Sparkles, let me bring you in here. Sparkles, if you have the mindset and if you have the skills, the training, the education, and you want better, you're working on a job, but it's not the job, your ideal job. You want better. You've actually prayed for this, but you've been waiting 5 years for better. So what's going on with you? Is it really God or is it you?
Sometimes, in my opinion, sometimes it can actually be the person. You know, if you are doing everything to prepare yourself, to line yourself up for what you're wanting and all that stuff, I believe that God will grant that and set everything up for that to happen. But sometimes we get in the way, and we are scared, and we don't step out, and we don't do anything, and all that stuff like that. And so we are our own worst enemy when it comes to saying we want it, but in actuality, we are hurting ourselves because we're not really doing anything to take that chance, that risk, or whatever.
All right, just quick, here you are. We're already a quarter of the way through the show, and we haven't even gotten to the story tonight. We're going to go with the story in just one moment. Ms. Eva, just quick, we're going to ask all of you all if we can confine all of our comments, including me, starting with me, to 15 seconds or less. We'll try to get to as many of you all as we possibly can. Please, 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 I'm respectfully asking you all, 15 seconds or less. Ms. Eva, I want to bring you in here right now. Ms. Eva, what happens when people are waiting, and they're saying they're waiting for God, when God has already said he's giving you everything that you need on this planet? What is going on?
I think we have to wait with expectation. It all depends on where our heart is. You know, we can wait and grumble about it, or we can wait and we can put our faith in action.
All right. Okay. And how do you do that? How do you put your faith in action?
By being happy and content. You know, in where you are, like I said, because we can be there and we can grumble and complain, you know, and God always says he likes a cheerful giver. And I don't think that always applies just in giving financial money. But wherever God has you, he has you there for a reason. So therefore, I believe we should make the best of it by being content but not being stuck.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here. So Benny from the Block, the man says, I've been waiting on a woman or a wife, and the woman says she's been waiting on a husband forever. You know, it's like they're running out of patience, thinking that God is going to send them to him. What is going on?
Well, first of all, God fixes us before he brings us to that person that we're waiting for, because God doesn't put together things that are not going to last. God gives you the desires of your heart, which means that he gives you a better than expectation. So while you're waiting, occupy, keep going out, doing stuff and waiting, because when he brings her to you or when he brings him to you, you'll know. It'll be so wonderful that you don't have to even ask yourself. But what I'm finding in life is that we've been praying for stuff, and then God gives us stuff. Now we question God. Well, is this right? Is this supposed to be this way? Is this... Why? Why? Why are you you have a great expectation, God gives it to you, and then you question God about it. Well, guess what God's saying? Ye of little faith. Ye of little faith, I have given you the desires of your heart. Then you sit here and question me. A lot of us miss our blessings because we're so busy questioning God, error, that we forget that God is all purposeful, all masterful, and he knows exactly what we need. We don't even know what we need.
All right, we're going to stand by. Let's go here with the story real quickly now. I got to go a little faster, you all. Are you still waiting for better to come than making it happen yourself? And just before I get to the story tonight, let me just go here and ask Ms. J, just quickly here. Ms. J, how can we really make things better ourselves?
You got so much static. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay, how can we just make things better ourselves? We say, I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go make it better. I'm going to make this happen myself or do the best I can. How do we do that?
Well, if you know your abilities and your skills and what gifts you've been blessed with, step out and use them, you know. And if you think how you can use it will make it better for you, that's great. You know, you got these abilities, use them. Don't wait for somebody to bring the act to you that you can use it. Go out and find how you can use them. So that, like
right.
a Pastor Rose said, action. Go out and do some action.
And do some action. Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go here now and take a look at this tonight's topic. We're looking at Quinn and Rosie. Quinn and Rosie are our characters in tonight's story. All right, so here we go with Quinn and Rosie. They have been married for 21 years. Okay, again, 21 years of marriage. They have three children still living at home, or should I say living in their one of several rental houses they grew up living in. Quinn and Rosie do not have a formal education but have decent jobs making the bare minimum, which may be one reason they are in such a predicament, in such a predicament of not owning a home. Of owning a home or even adequate transportation. They don't even have adequate transportation for their family. This very statement is true, which is what has become a serious problem for Rosie since she has been relying on Quinn's promises to one day buy their family a home of their own. That's right. Rosie and Quinn, throughout their marriage, have never owned a home for their children to grow up in to call their home. Prior to proposing to Rosie years ago, before they started a family, Quinn laid out his plans and promises of what their future will look like if Rosie decides to marry him. Well, it's been over 21 years, and Quinn is still making the same promises of one day. This couple has never owned a brand new car, but has always depended on used cars that would often break down. Now, over the years, the children have complained to their parents that they wanted a home to call their own as opposed to renting from someone else and paying more than a mortgage would cost for rent. They have always rented a three-bedroom and one-bathroom house, which has never been enough room to be comfortable as a family. Rosie has lost hope and faith in relying on Quinn as they wait for better to come instead of together making it happen themselves. She is once again experiencing loneliness, despair, and depression as they are now well into their 50s with nothing to rely to really call their own in anticipation of their retirement years. Ms. J, I want to go to you here right now. Is some of this Rosie's fault for waiting on her man who's been promising her stuff for 21 years and it hasn't happened?
You know, it's so... My thing about a marriage, it's a partnership. I really don't like it when the woman just sit back and depend on that man. He might not have that knowledge to know what to do, and she might have a little bit more knowledge. That's why they need to work together on that thing. So I blame both of them for not working together as partners, for they could have gotten what they needed if they worked together on it.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by.
One person.
Okay. Cassandra, I want to bring you in here and ask you the question. I mean, Cassandra, could you see yourself waiting on, let's just say, and I mean, this can go either way, but could you see yourself waiting on a man for 21 years to do anything that you are desiring to have done in your life?
No, sir. No, sir. I cannot.
Well, what if you love him? What if you love him?
Well, you love him, but the thing about it, I agree with Ms. J, you know, she, too, could have, because that's part of her future, and that's part of her promises that she want and desire, and they have to want it for their children as well as themselves. Because God forbid if anything should happen, you know, like the word says, you know, leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children. You see what I'm saying? So they, well, in their 50s, they have to leave something behind. These kids are still waiting, too.
Okay. We're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Miss Eve, I want to bring you in here because, Miss Eve, I find my experience and knowing ladies out here, it's rare that you find certain types of ladies who will wait but so long on a man to fulfill his promise or obligation. What is different, in your opinion, about Rosie here that would wait this long for a man who has not fulfilled his promise? Your thoughts on that? It just doesn't register with me.
Maybe there is something going on with Rosie. It could be her low self-esteem. She might not have an education. There are a number of, you know, there are a number of reasons why she could still be there. That's hard because, and then too, is she putting her total trust in the man, or is she also putting her trust in God? You know, so there are times that we can't keep asking the man or the woman for something. We have to ask God, what is God's will? What does God want in this marriage? What does he want me to do? So there's still a lot of other variables that are not addressed, I think, to give an accurate answer.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Darren Deed, I want to bring you in here. Darren Deed, just quickly here. But the man is considered the priest in the home, the leader of the home. But if he's not leading, then what is the woman to do?
That's a good question because I'm pondering too. We just sit around and we wait for the man to take the reins. I waited 17 years to be proposed to, and I hung on, you know. I just, you know, I gave up after all those special holidays. I figured it was never going to happen, so I just kind of went with it. But, yeah, here we are 28 years later. So, I don't know. Being a woman, we just know that the man, that's how we were raised, you know, is the lead of the pack, if I should say.
Okay, so Darren Deed, while I've got you in here, and you brought it out here to us, and we certainly appreciate your transparency. So, and recognizing that no one person speaks for all that gender, you know, like you're not speaking for all women, I can't speak possibly for all men, but we're speaking subjectively for ourselves and about ourselves. But Darren Deed, if I may ask, why would you, every holiday for 17 years, you kind of, and I'm just asking here, you know, you're kind of waiting like, is this going to be the moment? 17,
I know.
That's 10
yes.
plus 7, right?
Yes. Well, we both were previously married. And, of course, you know, people all these years have been asking, when you guys going to tie the knot? And both of our thoughts were, well, if it ain't broke, why fix it? You know, I was independent. He was independent. We took care of each other very good. It's just, but that dwelling thing in the back of my head was, will he ever propose? Because, you know, I mean, he treated me good. He took me places, you know, he bought me fine things, you know. So there was nothing really broken in our relationship. I was just, you know, once bit, twice shy, and he as well. That's how I looked at it. Yeah.
I understand. We certainly appreciate your transparency. Misty, I want to bring you in here. Miss J, I mean, how long would you possibly give it for a man? And can you just go buy your own hamburger and hot dogs and take yourself up to Disney World if you wanted to? I'm just asking this question here rather than waiting on somebody to do these things. I'm just asking. I don't know.
You know, this is, I just have to repeat what I said. The little partnership in that. You know, maybe Quinn, he might not have been as smart as Rosie, because Rosie began to lose faith and all that in Quinn. My thing is, if you're married like that, you need to work on each other's strength. And if Quinn had these promises to do this, but he wasn't able to do it, and Rosie was, you know, work on each other's strength to do that. A good example quickly is, I'm a budget person. So with my marriage, I worked with the money, got the budget together. My husband was the best negotiator that it was. So I got the money. So yeah, we got the money. He said, okay, I'm headed to the bank or headed to this company. You know, so we put our strengths together. So that's why I say, if they had to work together, her waiting after 2 or 3 years and we have these kids and you didn't put me in my house and both of us want a house, come on, y'all. We got to work on this, Queen. We got to put our heads together. And I'm not going to wait for you to do it, you know. And, you know, and if either you work with me or you work against me. So that's what it depends on, whether he's going to work with her or feel I'm the man, so I'm going to be in charge. But you ain't doing nothing. So you work with me or you work against me.
Okay, so if you find that he's, well, first of all, how long would you have given Quinn in this case? She's waited over 21 years and it still hasn't happened. If that were you,
I'm
you were
sure
Rosie,
we discussed it for a few years or so. And if it didn't happen after we had planned, and then you waited, okay, after a few years and it didn't happen, I said, okay, then we'll give it another year after that. And then that's it. We need to do something now. You know, I'm not talking about leaving him, but, you know, maybe I have more strength in making decisions like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, of
course.
And
you
want to
be the man in the house, you got to be the man of the house. You know,
okay,
I mean, I'm sorry, but that's it.
but Ms. J, let me ask you this here, you, for what you just said, and this is certainly not to demean men. I mean, I'm a man myself, but do you think all women know how to be ladies, or all men know how to be men? Do you really
think that? No, why I say you work with each other's strength. You know, whatever you can do better than me, or whatever, you work together as partners, and you pull your different strengths together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to certainly ask you. Go ahead and finish your thought, please.
Yeah, that's it, babe. I'm just saying you pull your strength together, because you mind that baby do this and I can do this, but if we pull our different strengths and stuff together, we can accomplish it. Instead of just waiting for you where you're weak and I'm strong, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. but what I want to bring in 407-692. Who do we have with us and welcome? 407-692. Who do we have with us? All right, perhaps you're just listening in. Missy, I want to go back to you just for a second. If you're going to exercise your strength, and that might be your strength to take the lead, but then what happens if the man says, oh, you acting like the man now, and he's not being the man? But then how do you feel about that?
We begin to have a problem now, because I'm not trying to be the man. I'm trying to work with you as partners. And if you can't see me as an equal partner in this marriage, you know, we might have a problem. Because I am not beneath you. I am really your helpmate. That's what God wants me to be. So I'm trying to help you. So we
aren't
have
you
a
trying
problem
to get that
if
home?
We have
I'm
problem.
Trying to get a home. So,
yeah, I'm trying to
so are you trying to manipulate him to think you're trying to help him when you want the home, because the home really is like the woman's?
But the man want a home, too. He probably want a home, but he don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
so, you
right.
know, don't a man should never let his pride come above his family like that.
Very, very good point. Very good point. We're going to actually stand by. We got a lot of comments that have already come into the studio. Pastor Rowe, let's go to you right here now. Pastor Rowe, can you really teach a man to be a man, or do you think a woman can teach a woman to be a lady?
Well, we can teach each other. In the next 15 seconds, I'll just say this. Are we going to stay in Egypt of renting or whatever, you know, the scenario might be? Are we going to rise up and get out of Egypt, you know, and see if we trust God? God will make a way out of no way. You know, he will part the Red Sea, and you can go through. You can get what you want in life, but you got to have the courage to get out of the slavery and the Egypt. And we were just talking about renting or whatever so that we can have something of our own. It takes courage, 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 and we have to trust God, and God will open the way if you trust in him. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Okay, Cassandra, I'm going to bring you in. Are you with us there, Cassandra? Just quickly here. Okay, perhaps she's just listening in. Let me go to, let's go here to Sparkles. Let me bring you back in just for a moment. And Sparkles, the question becomes, you know, all of these stories are inspired by true stories. And I have a personal friend of mine. For years, she waited on her husband. He always said, don't worry, I got a plan. Don't worry, I got a plan. Well, after more than 30-plus years of marriage, he was still telling her, don't worry, I got a plan. But he was traveling. You know, he was traveling oftentimes without her. And then one day his daughter went up to where he was in a different state to surprise him, and the daughter got surprised that he had started a whole new family. You know, well, not children, but he had him a lady that was living with him while he's got a wife down in another state. So, but whenever she would call him, he'd say, don't worry, I got a plan. And then the girl called and told her mother, hey, Mom, forget about his plan. His plan is to leave you, and he's already living with another woman. So my question to you is, I mean, why would you wait, keep waiting for better to come, rather than making a decision to make it happen for yourself?
Well, yeah, that's, in my opinion, probably just wishful thinking and all that stuff. But done that and made that choice, then, yeah, she needs to just go ahead and move on and live her best life. Live her best life. Don't wait for somebody else to do it for you.
But that was 35 years, over 35 years, with five children. And this woman was waiting for his plan. And then when she discovered that, of course, she divorced him. But look at how many years of her life were wasted. Sparkles, how long would you give a man 15 years or 17, 20, 25 years?
No.
Wait for his plan to? Why not?
No.
If you love him. If you love this man, you're telling me you can walk away just like that.
No, I didn't say just like that, but you have to be communicating, and you have to, okay, just like Ms. J said and all that stuff, where one has a strength, the other one doesn't, you work together in sync and all that stuff. So you have a plan. If that man doesn't have a plan and the woman does, talk about it, work it through, and see how you can implement it together. That's my thoughts on it.
Okay, so Demon Slayer, let me bring you in here. Demon Slayer, are you there? All right, perhaps he's not there. Benny, let's go to you right now. Benny, so I'm going to go to you and ask the question. So, Benny, if even a woman situation, if she's just not, you know, if it's just not manifesting, how long are you going to wait with this woman? If okay, I know people are communicating. They're communicating because when a woman gets frustrated enough, she's going to express herself. Excuse me. Some men will express themselves. But if neither party is doing anything and you're waiting, what are you supposed to do? You cannot change anyone. So what are you going to do, just sit there and wait another year, hoping for another proposal or a proposal? What are you going to do, Benny from the block?
Well, I would not encourage anybody to operate at that level of expectation. You have to operate at a level until he actually does or she actually does. You keep living as though he has not. So if I'm dating you, a woman, and I know she wants to be married because that's usually kind of on the forefront when you first start talking, you know, hey, well, I want something more than this. And if I see that or if she sees that I'm not doing that, I can't be mad at her if she starts going out with other people. Because that says to me, I don't respect her enough to make her the most important thing in my life. So you're right. I am wasting her time.
And a time waster is the worst kind of person to ever be around. Don't let anybody waste your time. The one gift that God gave us is time. If you mismanage your time, you've mismanaged your life. If you mismanage your life, you will have a deficit in your life always. And once you learn how to mismanage your life, you're going to always be sad. You're going to always be depressed. You're going to always be in a situation where it's the same old, same old, same old. No. Grab control of yourself. Pick yourself up by the boot pants and say, if he won't, another one will. Because there's somebody who wants to have you in their life. You're just tied up. They can't even get to you. So my point is, don't waste your time on anything or anybody. If I say I'm going to build you a house and I'm married to you, you should say, hey, baby, what's the time frame? Okay, we got 3 years. If I get to 2 years and it ain't materialized, hey, 300, we're running out of time. I need a woman to help direct me because I'm a man. I get thrown off sometimes. I get sidetracked. I get confused with working and life and this and that. Hey, I need somebody to come and say to me, hey, sweetheart, get back over here in line where you're supposed to be, because it's so easy for us to slip out of place. But we need somebody to put us back in place so we can do and stay focused on what we have to do.
Benny from the block, that is a very powerful statement that
I like.
We're going to stay with that just for a second, because, ladies, what he just said is the catalyst of what I believe God has created the woman as a helpmeet for. And I say this with all love and respect. If you all could really, and I know many of you all do already, and I don't mean this in an offensive way, but if women out there could understand that significant role, and I'm gonna ask them to bring that back in and say it again and elaborate just a little bit more. But when women could get to the point to understand that, that's that man, that's that woman that the man wants to take home to mama. That's that woman that man wants to marry. That really is. That's the man that's the woman that he will do anything. He will give up his life. That's the woman that Percy Sledge talks about. When a man loves a woman, he will give up his last. That's the woman that man will be willing to marry, you know, till death do you part, you know, if she don't kill him. But that's that woman. That's that lady. That's the one. That's that one. But then when you get her, when you recognize that virtuous woman, you know, you got to be ready for her. Because when that woman is that strength like that, and I have experienced friends of mine who have those type of ladies. Listen, those ladies are not disappointed. They excel in life because they are the strength by walking side by side with that man. So, Benny from Block, just take a minute or so and elaborate more on that. Then we're going to go to these thieves, because I think that's the formula right there with what you said, that role of that lady. She transitions from that little girl to being nurturing, caring, you know, all those things that God put in her. But when it's blossomed into that young lady and ultimately to that lady, that queen, when they know where they fit based on God's virtue, let me tell you something. That's the woman that is set aside from – that's the lady that's set aside from every woman on the planet. Sir, Benny from the block, go ahead once again.
Listen, life is not easy, and that's why we need people in our life that love us to a level beyond our own level of expectation. When we get a woman, we don't just get a woman, we get a diamond. Not just a diamond, we get a blue diamond, which is a rare diamond. And when you find a rare diamond, you don't just allow any and everything to touch it, to be around it. You take it and you protect it with all your strength and all your might. Now, like anything, you can have something and we get some what we call commonality. We become too common with what we have. And that's where women are so important. Men are easily distracted by life. It's just a matter of fact. If you got a man, you know he can easily be distracted. There's so much out here to distract us. And so we get thrown off a little bit. But how do we come back? Because we have what just Dr. Walker just described, a woman that stands firm on who she is. If you see a man slightly distracted, you up your game so he can come back to where he comes from. We love y'all. Tell you, if you get you a man that really loves you, he loves you. If you get a bozo, a clown, or a tricker, or one of these, you know, situational people, forget that. That's just another waste of time. But if you get a man that loves you, all he wants to see is you. And so if he gets distracted, he needs you to pull him back into the field, to pull him back into the house, to pull him back into the relationship. And how do you do that? By reminding him of where you started from the beginning. When he saw you, he saw something beautiful. He saw an Isha Isha. He called it an Aga Aga. But it is a wonderful thing to find a woman that you have such a deep-seated love for that you don't even see the mess out here. I said it. It's some mess out here. Is it good-looking mess? Absolutely. It's some great-looking mess out here. It's so much mess out here now, you don't even know what's good no more. Everything looks like a fruit. Hey, that fruit, that fruit. You'll take any type of poison nowadays because it all looks good. It's artificial. It's all kinds of crap. But when he finds that pure nurture, that pure nature, that pure innocence, that pure, man, I love you. I love your stinking drawers that you wear. You don't want to lose that. No man in his right mind wants to lose that. Man, listen, I will beat somebody up. You're going to make me lose. What? It took me all this time. All the foolishness that I've been through and mess that I've been through, the ups and downs, the playing around, and all that kind of crap, and I got something finally good? You got a fight on your hand. I'm a David and Goliath. You don't know if I'm going to hit you in your head or cut your head off, because when I find a blue diamond rare, I want to hold on so tight that I want to breathe when she breathes. And I want to make sure when I make a promise to her, I'm going to do everything in my might to give it to her. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to give her what she asked for. I'm going to get her better than what she asked for because she deserves it.
You know, that
Amen.
Is so...
I love
that
it.
Is, yeah, that is. And it's just to add to that, I mean, I raised my daughters to be blue diamonds, you know, the real genuine gem. And it's like they're treated like, I mean, my oldest daughter's husband passed away some years ago, but she's still a jewel. She's just, I mean, and they're so gracious. And I don't mean to just put my kids out there. I'm sure some of you all have the same things. And it's like I watch them, and the sons that my the wives that my two sons married, these are blue diamonds as well. And I trained them. I'm saying, you know, that's one of the most important decisions that you'll ever make is the person that you partner with, that person. And I said, and I gave them scenarios. You know, it has to be planted in your children. And let me tell you something. They couldn't have picked better mates because my sons have those ladies that remind their husbands, listen, you got all these ideas. Now we're going to take them one at a time. We're gonna do them one at a time. We're gonna have this balancing act, and the men realize what they have, and they listen to their wives. I see my daughters doing the same thing. They have that where, you know, this is what it is. The wives tell my sons, "Listen, I need you to stay the course. I need you to stay the course." My son talked about getting his MBA. Well, he didn't really want to go back to school anymore. His wife said, "You're gonna get it. You're gonna get this." She pushed him, and then she pushed him even further to get all of these credentials with IT stuff. And he failed one of the tests, but she wouldn't give up. She drilled him. And let me tell you something. They have a loving – that's what the ladies, if you all could just get this, we got to have a show on that. The power that God has given you to direct and redirect that man in a loving way. I had a client. I just want to say this here, y'all. Then we're going to get back to this. I had a client that she says, my husband has been making me promises for more than 8 years of our marriage. He was going to buy me a home. He promised me he was going to buy me a home. This woman was in her 40s at the time. This was her second marriage. And so she says, Dr. Walker, what advice can you give me? She said, he keeps having these ideals and dreams, but he's not doing anything about it. He's listening to these inspirational tapes that were way back in the 50s. He's not even coming up to date with stuff. I say, well, listen, I know what type of woman you are. I say, this is all you have to do, and I guarantee your life will change inside this year. I say, all you got to do is ask him, you give him suggestions to make it seem like it's his idea. You give him suggestions to make it seem like it's his ideal. And I say, that's what you do. It's not in a deceitful manner. It's not in a manipulative way. But you're just going after him and saying, sweetie, what do you think if we get a house this size and we're going to have a man cave for you like this here? So now she's asking him questions, and he's building on that. Within a year, that lady got her husband to get her a $400,000 home, exactly what she wanted. Because she didn't, her lead role was, I told her, sometimes a woman has to initiate things. She has to initiate it. But get the man on board by making him feel that she's not being the man. She's just putting in what God has given her in a loving, respectful way. Man want respect. And when you give him that, now it's coming back. That lady had her home, a $400,000 home, and this was at least 12 years ago. $400,000 home, unlike anything she's ever had in her life. And she couldn't stop thanking me. So let me go here, Demon Slayer. Let
Dr.
me bring
Walker,
you in here.
Right quick.
Yeah.
Dr. Walker.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Shay.
Just right quick. You know, your other spouse has to want better. And if a true man, if you got a true man, he don't care who's in charge. Because, you know, at the end of the day, both of y'all are going to reap the better from whoever give the suggestion or the idea to do it. So, you know, but you got to have, like in the story, Quinn, he might not be one of those people who want better. But if you got a spouse who want better, then you should have all these problems. You know, he wouldn't care if, what's the name, if Rosie came up with some better ideas and all that. But as long as he, you know, not being the true man that he is, he's going to continue to fight back, you know. So I just want to say that you got to be a spouse that want better and not one that want to fight back all the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Demon Slayer, let's bring you in here real quickly here. Demon Slayer, is that the kind of ladies that we're talking about tonight that you want to that we know we need because God said it. He said it was not good that the man should be alone. So is that the type of lady that you would say, that's what I need in my life? That's what I need.
Well, it'd be good to have a woman like that, you know. But I think, excuse me, I think it's been a lot of good answers today. But I think today's day in this era, I think it really does take two people to have one accord and try to work through things, and if they're married, it's, you know, try to work through a lot of stuff that's coming up, and like everything is so high now, you know. So I think being together and getting a plan and crunching numbers together and having a good budget lined up made both of y'all successful in life.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. You know, Demon Slayer, I mean, you're looking at the financial aspect of it, and I certainly understand that and appreciate that. But let me tell you something. For the right woman in my life, you know, I mean, growing up, I loved working. I would work, and I did. I worked three jobs for my queen and told her that, listen, if you decide that you don't want to work, you don't have to take no foolishness from no boss on the job, I would work those three jobs. When you have that woman, that lady, that man will go overboard. He will climb the highest mountain. He will swim the deepest sea. He will go overboard, and he can't even swim. But he's going to find a way to satisfy his queen. And, Missy, I want to bring you in here. Missy, I mean, have you ever experienced that where this man knows that he's got it great, not just good, but great with that lady? Because she's that, I said it on the show before, wind beneath my sail or wind beneath my wings, whatever it is. But she is there, and he's like, that's the one. That's the one. Ms. Jay, have you ever experienced that quickly?
Yes, quickly. With my husband, we met in college, and after 3 months of dating, he was working. He brought his money home to me. We dating. His frat brother said, why are you giving your girlfriend your money? He said, it's something about that woman. She takes my money, then I go back for some more, and I got more money. This lady know how to work with money. So as we got old and got married, he knew that that was my strength, and he knew his strength. So he considered me as being, as you say, a diamond for him as far as getting doing better. And a lot
that
of
diamond.
Guys wish they call him crazy. You know, for giving your girlfriend your check. But that's how we grew together and got better.
Wow. See, that's deep. Let me tell you something. I'm just going to share this here with you all. See, that man knew what he had found. He found the treasure in 3 months. He knew it. And how long were you all married before he passed away, Miss J?
We was married for 39 years, but we was gathered for 42.
Well, see there? See that? See that? Oh. See that? See that? And see.
And we would have been married 49 years, the 21st of this month, if he was still
here. Wow, wow. We're so
49 years of marriage.
That is awesome. Mm. But he knew. And it's the same in all my life, with all my experience with dating. Listen,
I had to make a check.
Listen.
And then quickly, his father bought him a new car, and his father gave me a set of keys to his son's new car.
My goodness. See, his father even knew. The wisdom of his father even knew. I'm telling you, ladies, if you're still waiting for better to come, rather than making it happen, God's got your back out here. For anything, he's got your back. If you, once you submit to him, he will give you the desires of your heart. We got to get to this other part, you all. We got to get to these comments. Ms. Augustine, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Augustine, let's just bring you in here. Ms. Augustine, 15 seconds or less. What are your thoughts? We got to go fast, though, because we're almost out of time. All right, perhaps she's just standing by. Let me go here now and take a comment coming to the studio. We'll come back to you, Ms. Augustine. Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here for this first comment that is into the studio, if I can find him. Here we are. This female, she says, oh, my goodness, thank you for having this topic. For some reason, this has been the story of my life. I'm in my late 50s and have always waited for better to come rather than making it happen myself. I have had several therapists who have told me this for years, and I have yet to act upon it. I'd like to know from you or your co-host, what could be a beginning step towards making things happen for myself? Darren Deedy, what could she do to start? She's in her 50s, Darren Deedy, and she still hasn't gotten it right. So what can you tell her quickly?
It's rough, but you just have to be yourself, be the best self, make yourself marketable to others, and when others start noticing you and he notices that people are noticing you, then he tends to take up the mark. So that's all I can say.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Augustine, we've got noise in your background, but we're going to try to give you an opportunity to respond to that as well. What's one of the first steps that you would give this lady to start quickly?
Well, I'm listening to everything you're saying, and I would say this, in my old age and all the things I've been through, now I have three gentlemen who see the diamond that I am and wants to marry me and provide me with all the things that they I would like to have, but I already have. So I'm listening to everything what everyone is saying, and it's like I am 72. I don't look my age. I take good care of myself. I'm financially stable. So here I am at this age that I have three men fighting and wanted to marry me and got homes and want to put me in their homes or buy me the house that they think I want when I already have what I want.
You still got it going on, Miss Augustine. To God be the glory. You see that? And when you're a diamond in the rough, when you're a blue diamond, you know, the white diamond, the biggest gem. You know, when you are, men will fight for your love. They will compete for it because that's what it's all about, is competing. Listen, we got to go on now. Let's bring in Cassandra. Cassandra, are you with us?
I am, Dr. Walker.
All right, here we go. This female writes in. She says, I left a 17-year marriage because with my husband, I kept waiting for his promises of better to come. It has been over 15 years since he has been saying that we are going to one day buy our first home as opposed to renting for all these years with the prices constantly going up. I'm tired of his promises and need to jump out on faith to make it happen myself and buy our first home. Any thoughts you can provide for getting started would greatly be appreciated. What are you going to tell her? Just quickly here.
I would say that is a good idea and for her to step out to help him. And maybe that's just the push that he may need is for her to help. Sometimes people think that maybe it's just on the man, but it's not. Sometimes men do need our help. But it's a good thing that these men that listen to their wives or significant others, because it's two heads better than one. And so when a man can listen to a woman, they can give good advice as well. So for her to go out and step out, not to take it bitter, but, you know, to be kind about it and let God lead her in her going, that God
right,
will open doors.
Right.
Amen. That God will open doors for it to be better.
All right, very good. 15 seconds left, you all. Ms. Eva, I want to bring you in here real quickly. The male, he says, I'm an older gentleman in my 50s and have allowed other people to come into my life thinking they had the answers for my life, for better for me. Unfortunately, it took me years to wake up and see that only God has the answers that are best for your life. Some opinions are fine, but I would say seek God for the answers for your own life to make it happen for and with you. I'm much better now for it. Ms. Eva, seeking God for the advice as opposed to people. Your thoughts on that quickly, please.
My thoughts are, he's right on point, because I also trusted God and did not, am I not only a diamond in the rough or blue diamond, my husband is as well. He waited for me for 40-something years, and he came to me and said that I came to marry you. Don't ever forget that. So trusting God, and God will make a way. I totally agree with him.
Amen. All right, we're going to ask. Ms. Jay, you want to close us out tonight? Ms. Jay? In about two
yes,
minutes?
Yes, I can. Yes,
okay,
I can.
Very good. We're going to give you time to stand by to do that. Sparkles, I want to bring you in here real quickly. This male, he writes in, he says, I have worked hard all my life to be as successful as I am. I don't have to keep pursuing anything because I'm already where I want to be. My advice to you out there who are waiting for your better to come, change your mindset to, with God, I'm going to make better happen now. Your Sparkles, your thoughts on that. With God, I'm going to make things happen now, better happen now. Sparkles, quickly, please.
Yes, that is it. That's the key, with God, making it happen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Demon Slayer, just quickly here, we're going to go to you now with this comment. This email, she says, I copied a poster from a picture with Morgan Freeman on it that said, some of the best advice I've ever been given. Don't take criticism from people you would never go to for advice. Now you go figure that out while you are waiting for your better to come. Never take, what does it say? Don't take criticism from people you would never go to for advice. There was a poster with, I've seen that poster as well, with Morgan Freeman on it. Your thoughts on that, quickly, please.
I've seen that poster as well, and that's a true statement if you really look at it deep down. So what you have to do in your life is just make a good plan. I don't care if you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. You know, you always think of yourself as being young and still going after it. The only time that you quit is when you give out of breath.
All right. Very good. Benny from the block, we'll just give you this one here. And we're running out of time. We've got to turn it over to Ms. Jay in about 30 seconds. Benny from the block, this male, he says, I've tried for years to do better by myself to make it happen. But for some reason, I keep running into the wrong relationships that cause me to deviate from going forward with my plans. Looks like I have a codependency on waiting for a woman to help me to get it right. Obviously, I'm getting with the wrong women. Then finally, I met up with a woman that's an angel on earth, because this woman has been the only woman in my life in my 50-plus years of living that has ever taken me step by step to put me on course of being the man that I am. Benny from the block, quickly, 15 seconds or less, please. Is he on?
What I would say to him is, sir, before you continue with this lady who is an angel, look in the mirror and look at yourself and see what about yourself that was making you pick all those other people. What is it about yourself that you saw a deficiency that you had to have somebody to have what you need to have? So what I would do is look in the mirror, and if what you see in the mirror don't reflect who that woman is, you need to ask God to change who you are. Because if you take that same type of thinking into the relationship with that angel, you will taint that angel and turn into a demon. Don't do that, sir. Look in the mirror. Look and see what your deficiencies are. Get rid of those deficiencies and clear yourself up so you can go into this new relationship with a new expectation. When you look at that woman, if she's not a direct reflection of who you are, you're not the right person.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Jay closes out. And I just want to say this before Ms. Jay comes on quickly here, that from the time I was 13, I learned early in life, associate myself around smart women. And I can tell you to this day, going 100 years fast-forwarding, the 99.9%, of course, God gives us the strength and the ability. But my success basically has come from associating with the right smart women, because women are serious and they keep people. Miss J, close us out. Close us out, please.
Okay. I'll close out by saying I was jotting down some notes. First of all, don't let it be your life waiting. Just waiting, just expecting things to happen. Because sometimes, you know, for things to happen, because if you want something to happen, you need to be proactive. You need to make some steps and ways and means to go for it and be determined for what you want to do. You know, live your life. You know, growth should be a part of your life. You know, with growth, usually better will come with that. So just don't wait for a better life to happen. You know, God set our destiny already, and only you can control reaching your destiny. So work on the faith that you say you have, and, you know, take charge of your life. Don't wait for it to happen for you, you know, because your life is happening, moving on daily, whether you're doing anything to improve it or not. You know, it's here today, it's gone tomorrow, so you need to enjoy it to the fullest. You know, you can waste your whole life waiting for a better life. And like Benny said, which I like, he said, don't mismanage your life. You know, because we do that. We do a lot of wasting and just doing nothing with it. Because your life is now, it's here today, but it could be gone tomorrow. So I ended by saying just enjoy it, because while we wait for better, life can pass us by, and we may not ever see that better that we're waiting for.
All right, excellent. On that note, we're clearly out of time, you all. I'm going to give you all my philosophy for success on tomorrow night's program. Speaking of tomorrow night, we're here tomorrow for our spiritual show. Does God expect us to continue waiting for better in any and everything that we do? Does God expect us to continue waiting for better in any and everything that we do? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's program. If you're going to miss the program, you should have missed tonight. But tomorrow night, we're going to bring in the God factor, you all. Does he want us to continue waiting when he's already given us everything that we need? That's what his word says. So listen, we're out of time tonight. Please join us here tomorrow night. We certainly trust that you've enjoyed tonight's programming as much as I did. And we look forward to you coming back tomorrow night. Of course, if you choose tomorrow night's program, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here Saturday morning for our early morning service from starts at 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. You know, when the topic's going to be in. As a matter of fact, they have me scheduled to preach that morning for the first time in 4 years on our spiritual shows. This is the first time that I'm bringing a word. So if you want to join us, the message starts around 8 o'clock. But we'll be here from 6:30 in the morning to 8 a.m. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night or this Saturday program, we'll be back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Until tomorrow night or Saturday morning or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. And it's never too late. Good night. It's never too late. Never too late. And you trust in God.
That's right. Amen, Miss Augustine.
God bless everyone. God bless you also, Sister Marjorie.
God bless you all. Love you all. God bless you, Pastor. Love you all. God bless. Have a good night.
Good night.